AUTA has released our 6th annual parliamentary oversight report, which evaluates the performance of the National Assembly over the past year and also reflects on its 5-year legacy. Unfortunately, AUTA has found, for the 6th year in a row, that Parliament is letting South Africa down by providing inadequate oversight of the Cabinet. The 6th Parliament faced an overwhelming number of crises, including the COVID-19 pandemic, economic instability, service delivery failures, the collapse of key state-owned entities, and a rise in organised crime. AUTA's report assessed the performance of 11 parliamentary portfolio committees within the National Assembly. We evaluated their oversight of the executive using their own reports. Overall, AUTA found that the 6th Parliament's oversight performance was lamentable. This is the 6th year in a row that AUTA has criticised Parliament's exercise of oversight as inadequate. We found that MPs are swamped in work and do not have enough resources. But we also found that the portfolio committees struggle to hold the ministers to account. Parliament has no real method of holding inept or dysfunctional ministers to account, and thus fails to do so. We hope that the 7th Parliament, which took over in June, will be better. Our report offers the 7th Parliament suggestions for strengthening oversight. These include Parliament allocating more resources to MPs for oversight, strengthening public participation, and crucially, we call on Parliament to implement the oversight and accountability model it adopted 15 years ago.